Good morning, everybody. Thanks for joining me for today's meditation. Today we are going to look at the work of an Indian-born British artist named Anish Kapoor. And his sculpture is in Chicago. It's called Cloud Gate, and it's a massive big bubble that's reflective. Many of you have probably seen this in person, which I think is pretty awesome. I hope to go see it at some point. So this is a really large sculpture. You can take a look on the blog and see a photograph of it. And people are allowed to walk all around it and see the reflection of the sky and the buildings around it from all different vantage points. And again, it's called Cloud Gate. So from there, go ahead and have a seat onto your meditation cushion or your chair, whatever you're choosing to sit with today. Get comfortable. Go ahead and stir your pelvis around a little bit and nestle your sit bones into a really grounded, even space where you feel like you're able to root down through both legs, both sit bones. You want to be able to feel like you can sit with ease. So if you're sitting in these meditations and it's straining your back to sit up straight, then lift your sit bones higher than your knees so that you are almost rolling forward slightly with your pelvis so you can sit up straight and not be worried about or really thinking about your posture as we're here. You can just sit and focus on other things. So take a breath in for nothing, just a nice big full body chest breath, and exhale to let everything go. So I chose this art piece, this sculpture today as our meditation guide, because I often think about the mind as the sky. You can call it cloud mind. So throughout the day, even today, if you go outside and look up at the sky, the clouds are constantly changing. Sometimes it's clear, there's not a cloud to be seen. Other times, there's ones way, way, way high up into the atmosphere, wispy, cold ones. Other times there's one big massive thunderhead looming, and that's all you can really see is that big gray heavy thing coming towards you. And much as the mind is constantly changing, so is the sky. And so today as we sit, I'd love for you to just observe your own sky. See what clouds come in, what clouds come out, and just notice within that metaphor what's on your mind, what's in your headspace. And returning back to this image of the sculpture of the cloud gate, it's reflective, so it shows the viewer a bunch of different perspectives and sometimes warped perspectives, almost like a funhouse. And I think when you sit in silence and stillness and just observe and watch, take a step back, that acts as a mirror, that you can start to see your own little issues or stressors or neuroses come up. So like I was saying with the clouds, sometimes there's just one big thing that you can't get out of your head. It's a big, bulbous, heavy cloud. Other times it's like when you look out and you see a bunch of those tiny little bubbly clouds that just extend forever into the sky. And it can feel like that. We're like, wow, I have 1,000 thoughts all just marching steadily through my brain. So use this time this morning as a time of reflection, seeing things as they are, what's coming up for you. But also use the metaphor of the sky to bring yourself back in. So you are not your thoughts. You're not the clouds. You're that space beyond. It's endless. It's vast. And it's really quiet. So continuously as you're here and you notice the clouds coming in or whatever is going on for you today, use your breath as almost like a breeze. So when you inhale, just feel a clearing out of that big dome of your brain. again, thank you guys for sitting, taking the time to just stare up at the sky of your own mind. I hope you feel nice and grounded. And have a great day. I'll talk to you soon.